Bob, your reaction to the news that was out just earlier this week from Pfizer saying they had a vaccine that looks very promising. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we had got notice a couple weeks ago that this was coming. There actually are two different types of vaccines that are in the final phases of review. And we do expect the one that you're talking about from Pfizer to be released in early December. They may not be completely done, but they can get an emergency use authorization because they've, in essence, completed the studies. They're compiling the data, and that would allow us to start that process. So we have ordered a minus 70 degree centigrade refrigerator, which is required to store that particular vaccine. It has to be mixed here. So fortunately, our community helped us build a compounding center in our pharmacy that we opened last summer. So we're prepared to do that. It's a very cumbersome vaccine to use. It only has a six-hour life once it's been thawed and mixed. So that is going to have to be administered more than likely through our drive-through location. And it's really designed for healthcare workers and nursing home patients primarily. So it's a mass vaccination of the first line workers. And then it will start getting rolled out as we probably go into early spring to the community at large. The second vaccine is more similar to a flu vaccine in its storage and distribution. That only requires storage at just a little bit below freezing. So a regular refrigerator almost can do that. We have ordered an additional refrigerator for that purpose. And this comes in pre-mixed vials. I think there's 10 doses per vial, so all we have to do is draw down a dose and administer that vaccine. So that's the one that's more likely to be used for the general public because it's easier to deal with. Again, we can keep it under refrigeration for, I think, up to 24 hours, and, you know, it's still viable.
So when is that vaccine expected to become available, Bob?
They're on a dual track. That one looks like it's going to be a little bit later than the first. But I think they're going to be very close to the same time, probably right after the first of the year. It depends on how quickly the FDA decides if they want to go with an emergency authorization.